We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you kidding me here, Ron? The show has actually started? The guy who just walked in as a producer, I don't even know who he is. Have you seen him before?
I have not. He introduced himself, seemed like a nice young guy.
What's your name?
My name is Austin.
Have you produced before?
I have, yeah. I produced the morning show with Crowley on Monday.
Anything before that?
Yes, I am a producer over at KDKA. I've been there for a year.
It's nice to meet you, Austin.
Likewise, Joe.
How did your first interaction with Ron go? Some people say he's a little gruff at first. You got to get to know him.
Well, as soon as I first walked in and saw him, he said that I startled him, and I was just trying to introduce myself and say hello.
Were you sleeping, Ron?
No, I don't remember saying he startled me.
I now scared you're lying him. Already, already, Austin.
No,
that's not a good way to get off on with Ron here on a good foot. It's
already.
Not.
Already. Already. No, he introduced himself. I said, you drew the short straw.
But you thought his name was Adam.
I did. But you got to work with us. I was kind to him, saying, I feel bad for you having to work with us.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I asked him if he could find our reads, and I'm not quite sure he's done that yet.
Well, there's a lot today. There's a lot heaped on Austin's plate. But everything that happens on AM, it's still radio,
but the big
right?
Boy,
correct.
Yeah. The big boy back there is ready to help out a little bit.
Where are you from, Adam?
Our man, Harry Austin.
Where are you from?
Waynesburg University.
What?
Everybody goes to Waynesburg around here.
I'm from Baldwin, so not too far outside the city.
Holy corn follicles. At Waynesburg, I wish I had taught you there. I taught Nicholas Callis. Did he tell you that?
Yes, he did.
When did you graduate from Waynesburg?
Just about a month ago.
Wow. So we may know a lot of the same people. Ron, this is like
correct.
A graduate
seems like
school
everybody,
for Waynesburg.
Everybody yeah. here works from Waynesburg, and you're playing golf with one of the Waynesburg instructors. When is that, by the way?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Lanny Fratteri. That's next Thursday.
He's a teacher down
there,
right?
You'd think we would have met and done a little show planning, but this makes it more exciting, Austin.
I'm excited to be here with you guys.
Any particular inspiration for the name Austin?
My dad just always liked the name.
Yeah.
And not exactly sure why. He just always liked it in terms of just overall names to pick, and that's what he selected. And
nice
I'm happy
selection.
To, I'm happy to
yeah,
have it.
I like it. I didn't mean anything by it. I was just curious.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe he's an Austin Meadows fan, his dad, or an Austin Carr fan. You remember him?
Maybe.
Who's the greatest Austin in sports history, first or last name?
Austin Carr has to
I think Austin Carr.
Austin Carr, yeah. Notre Dame.
Terrell Austin?
I don't know.
Yeah. He was a
Texas.
Legend.
Austin, Texas? That's a city.
You been there? Great music.
I don't know if I have been to Austin. I don't think I've ever been at a game at Texas.
Well, I have no idea what Austin is capable of. This is like throwing a rookie onto the mound. So I'm going to ask for things, and if they don't work, we'll just move on, Ron, okay?
That's all we can do. Take it minute by minute.
Are you okay today?
Yeah, I have pre-vacation elation today.
Ooh,
I'm
that's
off
right.
next week, so a little bit of pre-vacation elation, but a lot to do between now and then.
I'm very happy for you. Someone's talking to Austin. Is that Harry Callis in there?
The big boys back there trying to help him
out. I'll tell you what I noticed about Harold. Very helpful man.
He is.
He wants Austin to do well. He's going out of his way, real time here, even as
Look
we
at
speak.
He's working overtime.
You don't see this anymore, Ron.
No.
You don't see this anymore. Harry's staying overtime, and he's making sure that Austin knows what he's doing, that he can get Sully clips, Kyle Dubas clips, that he can tape our ads.
Reads.
Our reads. Yeah. Right.
Look at the big boy back there. He is such a helpful guy.
I'm really proud of Harry, and he's another Waynesburg guy, and he does Waynesburg proud. So does Donnie Football. So does Amanda Sile,
seems,
Ron. The whole place
like
everybody, is from
everybody in the world that works here is from Waynesburg. Except me. See what I got on today. See what I got on today. Huh?
Florida State.
You like that? I found
I like
this
that
one
a lot.
In my closet. A little Florida State Seminoles. My daughter's school.
What sparks in you, Ron, when you go in the closet? You strike me as the type of man. Everything's on a hanger and very nicely
everything
patterned.
Is on a hanger. So nah, you're not patterned. They're all in there, but they're all on a hanger.
On a hanger.
Right.
So you're going through making a decision, I'm assuming last night, maybe this morning. What stopped you at the Florida State shirt?
You know what? It was definitely this morning. I do no pre-planning
whatsoever.
None.
Donnie football plans a week in advance.
I never do that. I happen to be going through it, and I see, you know, this. I haven't worn it a while. It's clean, and I'm wearing it.
And it looks great.
I like it.
I'm telling you.
My kid got this for me when she graduated. It's the most expensive shirt I own. Getting her through Florida State, but I got a shirt out of it anyway.
Yeah, you got a free shirt. I'm coming off a horrendous, horrendous golf round this
morning. Oh, you played this morning?
Yeah.
Where at?
Moon, and it was...
Bad?
Oh, my gosh. I have these bouts where I forget how to...
You say you forget how to shoot?
I forget how to play. It's like you would pick up a guitar, you'd think you'd know how to play, and I do on the guitar. I could pick one up. Here's a C chord, A chord, here's scales, here's this. I can play the guitar. Golf is different. It's different. I forgot everything. How far does the backswing go? When do I break my wrists? How do I follow through? Where are my feet? Keep my head still. I hate this game, Ron.
So I assume you didn't keep score.
I didn't. 101. How do you shoot? I broke 100 at Westmoreland Country Club, which is an incredible like PGA
caliber course.
Yes, Moon is an awesome course, but it's not PGA level. Beautiful course. But you'd think I could take one to the other and go down toward the 80s.
So what's planned for the weekend?
Cedar Brook with Zeiss, I think. Maybe Hickory Heights.
Tomorrow or?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least three or four rounds.
But I walked again today, third day in the morning, it's a row at 6 a.m. It is so nice and peaceful at that time of the day.
It's been cool in the morning,
it's
too.
It's cool, but I love it. I love it. So I'm in a good mood. We got a lot to talk about, a lot going on. You had a great column in the Post Gazette on Kyle Dubas.
Thank you very kindly.
I thought it was tremendous.
It sort of, what I'm seeing, went against the grain.
It went totally against the grain. You kind of just saying, hey, put the brakes on a little bit here. And I agree. It was terrific. Well done. We got Steeler news. We got the Pirates and Cardinals tonight. Ronzi Contreras back into the rotation. We got all kind of stuff to talk about.
We do. We're going to start.
And we got guests as well.
Yeah, including Kevin Allen at noon.
Be eager to hear what he thinks of Kyle Dubas.
My suspicion is he probably likes the hire. Listen, I wouldn't argue that this was the highest profile hire.
No doubt.
Maybe.
Sexiest name out there.
Yeah. I mean, Bergevin, if he was ever in the running, that's a two-time GM of the year, if I'm not mistaken, who got the Canadians to a cup final. But as far as young guns, as far as more the fit of what seems like what pro teams are looking for these days, and somebody who worked in a high-profile market and at least had regular season success, I think this was proof, honestly, of what that caller mentioned to us yesterday. Why would Dubas want this job? This was proof to me that Sidney Crosby and the Penguins brand definitely hold power in the NHL.
No doubt. Did you see his quote? It was at the end of, I don't know whose story it was today. We had great coverage in the Post-Gazette, your column at the top of that. He said, you know, people want to bet against Sid, Sully, Malkin, Letang. Feel free, bet against them. I'm not betting against them. I'm going to be with them. I thought that was a great way.
Yeah, that's what drew him in.
That was what drew him in. And you said that yesterday.
Counterpoint there.
I still wonder how good of a job this
is. I mean, the counterpoint to that quote is that anybody who has bet against those guys the last 5 years is now living in, I don't know, pick a place, Ron.
Right.
Pick a place you'd like to be right now. If you could get on a plane right now and go anywhere on earth, where would you go?
I'd settle for Florida because I don't like, I'd say Bora Bora or
Bora Bora.
Tahiti,
yeah.
But it's halfway around the world and I'm not flying.
Don't want to do that.
Or Australia. I could do Australia. Again, too far. Even Hawaii anymore.
I want to be on the Greek island somewhere Or maybe a mountainside overlooking the islands, a little cafe cut into the mountainside where I'm at a little table with my wife, perhaps drinking Greek coffee, a little souvlaki with baklava.
What is souvlaki?
It's like a certain marinade of chicken or beef. I think you've, well, maybe you haven't had it, Ron. Maybe we should go to the Greek festival together. You want to?
I'm not a big Greek food guy.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, let's move on then. But that's what I meant is that,
Greek islands sound very nice to me.
No, but again, don't they? Clear blue water?
That gets on a plane and having to go too far.
Yeah. What do they like to drink there? What's the Ouzi? Is that what they drink? Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Have you ever had shots of that?
I don't think so.
Have you, Adam?
It's been a long... Adam.
I have not.
Austin.
I'm sorry to say Adam. It's my fault.
I just met the guy, Ron.
It's stuck in your mind now.
5 minutes ago. Where did we meet before?
Just previously in passing in the hallway.
In passing. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I honestly, I didn't even recognize you. It's wonderful to make the acquaintance. Don't get me wrong. Is everything settled back there with the Dubas clips? Do we have various clips?
Yes, everything will be settled.
Okay. At some point, I may throw it to you, Austin, and you give us the clip, and then we'll riff on it.
We love to riff on this show.
All right. Okay? Let me find it.
Okay. Well, it's them. There's several of them. They're in Pony's folder, the last I checked.
Although
I didn't check, I was told about that. Ron has abandoned his post. Where is he going? What's he doing? He's checking his calendar or his notebook? Which one?
My calendar.
I love that calendar. You have every day recorded for how many years, do you think? 30?
30, probably. Maybe longer.
That is absolutely incrinculant. Anyway, getting back to betting against Sid and Letang, yeah, people have made a lot of money doing that in the last 5 years. That's the only problem here. Ron, let me ask you this. Right off the top, Austin, feel free to weigh in. I imagine you're a lifelong Penguins fan. What is a successful season for Kyle Dubas and the Penguins in year one? What would constitute a success? What's the minimum bar here, the lowest bar for success?
Well, for me, I would say playoffs and win a round. Try to get to the second round, which is what the only time he did it this year with Toronto. They beat Tampa Bay and then lost to Florida. You know, they're running out of time with Sid and Malkin and Letang. And he's got such handcuffs on him with some of these contracts. I would think if they can get to the playoffs and win a round, which they haven't done now it'll be 6 years, right? You said you bet against them for 5 years, you're rich, but they lost in the second round. The year after. So really 6 years. I think you got to get to the playoffs and win a round. I don't look at them as a legitimate cup contender anymore.
Well, that's what he's here for. And that's the only reason he's here, as far as I'm concerned, is to start with Sidney Crosby and Gino and Gensel and Mike Sullivan and Chris Letang and win a cup. So I'm tempted to say win a cup, but I'll say get to the cup final. I mean, what's the point here of winning a playoff round? Yeah, it'd be nice, but is that the bar? You brought in the whiz kid, the boy genius, to win a playoff round? There's got to be a bigger and better measurement than that. For me, you mentioned it. They're running out of time here.
They are.
This dude was brought in to reconfigure a roster around stars and a great coach and win the cup. So get there at least. I'm saying anything short of the cup final, and he failed in year one. That's why he's here.
I hear you, but I don't know that I can go that far. Did you hear his quote? I heard it. He said just what I said yesterday.
Yeah.
He said, my assignment is two-pronged. My assignment is to do everything I can to help this core group win right now. But the other side of that is I also have to be looking to the future.
And that's what they said with Hextall. Don't work.
He said, I have to, what was the phrase he used? Shorten the gap. Shorten the gap between the aging stars saying, see ya.
Yeah.
And a new team taking over, ready to win. Shorten the gap. There's going to be time in there.
Well, my Penguins history tells me that doesn't work. Kind of all of sports history tells me that doesn't work. Once these guys are done, you have to start over again.
Right.
And if you're lucky enough to win a lottery and get Sidney Crosby and Malkin and Fleury, or if you intentionally tank to get Lemieux, that's the way to do it. He's here to win a cup. I'm not giving him that. Whatever happens after that, after the next few years, whatever. He's here to win the cup. He's here to finish the job. They think they're good enough. They went all in at Fenway Sports Group to keep their core together to win a cup. That's why he's here. One playoff round, who cares? How could I call that a success? They go out in the second
because
round.
Because of the team and he's taking over with the contracts he has. If one win would be an improvement over 5 years.
I'm not interested in incremental improvements for 37-year-olds. I'm interested in winning.
I get it. But I don't think he has a legitimate team to win. I don't think he's inheriting one, and I don't think he can make enough moves to make it a legitimate team.
Well, then why is he
sure
here?
That's probably his assignment. But
yeah, I mean, why
we'll
is he
find
here?
Out.
You know, the Bruins had pieces like this, and they somehow made it work. They went out and found a Linus Ullmark. Now, they went out in the first round. I get it. But they also had a historically great regular season.
No, the all-time record points.
So I guess if you told me that the Penguins would have the all-time greatest season in NHL history and then go down in seven games to an eventual Stanley Cup finalist, maybe I could buy that if they get to the second round. But what are we doing here exactly?
I think you got
to
get...
So that's the goal? Is to win one round?
I didn't say it was the goal, Joe. I just said you asked me what I would consider to be a success. That would be a success. Once you get in the playoffs, you don't know what can happen. Look at Florida.
Florida shouldn't
have even been in the playoffs.
Right.
And now they have a chance to maybe win the cup. I'm just not going to say if he doesn't get to the Stanley Cup final necessarily that it's a failure.
Then why is he here?
I thought he was here to win the cup. To start, you got to start. You can't just say
he's not starting a rebuild. He's starting with Crosby, Malkin. Listen,
an aging Crosby, Malkin.
Fenway Sports
and
Group doubled down that this is cup or bust. They doubled down on that. They kept Malkin and signed him. They kept Letang and signed him. So win. That's what they're here for. You know, he failed in Toronto, including this year. He went out, went all in at the deadline, dealt first round pick. Brought in guys at the deadline on rentals. He's been there for, 5 years?
5 years.
He inherited the three best players he's got. Other guys did the heavy lifting before he got there. Lou Lamoriello was pushed out after the greatest season in Maple Leafs history, 105 points. He was pushed out. Why? Not good enough. Win a cup. Get to a cup final. He failed. He failed with a great roster. That team was already rising. Around here, you get fired after 109 points. That was Ray Shiro's fate. 109-point season. So I think the expectations are higher in the so-called meccas of hockey. Some would call Pittsburgh one. Toronto's definitely one. He failed there. I hope he can get further than going down in five in the second round here.
I would hope so, too.
Because that's what Fenway Sports Group has basically told the world.
Do you look at this team as a legitimate cup team?
He's here to make it one.
Okay. Well, let's.
He's here to make it
maybe
one.
Maybe I'll change my tune and see what he can do in these next few months.
If I don't, then what's the point of having the Stars signed? Why didn't you get rid of Letang and Malkin if you don't believe it's a cup team?
I think that's a very real question. I was all in favor of getting rid of Malkin before they brought him back.
Get a better bottom six.
You need, and that's supposedly what he thinks he can do. We'll see.
Right, and they told the world we're the Penguins. We're signing our stars. We're obviously here to win a cup. So at least get close, or else to me it's a failure. You 412-928-9370. What constitutes a success for the Penguins? And your feelings on Kyle Dubas? Our friend Austin has some clips from the news conference yesterday.
I do have him.
And he had an interesting thing to say about Sully. And he also...
Sully, I want to hear what he has to say this morning, too.
Yeah, Sully's talking right now. It was a very interesting quote also coming from Kyle Dubas yesterday that our good friend Benzi pointed out in his column today that really sort of raised my eyebrows. Like, wait a second, he's right. This should be the other way around. I'll tell you exactly what that is. Austin, do we have our reads yet? Or did Harry take those? Did he steal the reads?
No, we do. I'm printing them now.
He's printing them now. Actually, we don't then.
No, right, and we usually have some here, Austin, at this point, and we're just trying to figure out what direction we're going in.
So when you say we do have them, we actually don't. It's opposite day, and it's not your fault. I'm going to blame. You know who I'm going to blame for this, Austin?
Who's that?
Fulzy.
Yeah, I think it's his
fault. Did you ever meet Fulzy?
I have.
Wonderful man, isn't he?
A very nice guy.
You've been put in a tough position. This is a spot start, right, Ron?
Your job is harder than Kyle Dubas's.
I think so, yeah. 928-9370. We got Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. We have a huge series for the Pirates, maybe in terms of their believability this season. Let's talk about it.
I'm Austin Bechtel for Fan Headlines.
Sean sold his Findlay Township home with Gina. He said, if I may quote Sean, "I bought and sold with Gina. She's the perfect agent. Her communication skills are amazing. She was on top of everything at all times, and we were never left in the dark. I had a seamless transaction," he added, "with buying and selling, even in this crazy market. Call Gina if you're looking for a true professional." Man, I'll back Sean on that one, and you can't lose. Gina will sit down with you. You agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes. Home isn't sold. Gina will have it bought and turned into a rental. She also has a no-obligation guarantee. If she doesn't do her job at any point, you're free to get out of the contract. Call the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home in Pittsburgh, Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Call Gina, 724-602-9752. That's 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. And look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com. Something bad has happened, Ron.
Uh-oh. It's not even 10:30 and something bad has already happened?
My mic was left on. I wonder if I said a bad word there. I think I might have, too.
I don't think. We'd have heard about it.
Not yet. There's a 7-second delay. All right. If I'm fired, do you have the show good for the rest of the day?
I can handle it. Sure.
You going to talk about Bryce Young?
Won't be any fun, but that's okay. I can handle it.
We're talking Kyle Dubas, and we're talking about expectations for the Penguins next season. What would constitute a success? Theo Epstein, I really believe that Fenway Sports Group, John Henry, believe they have their next Theo Epstein here. It's an interesting parallel. Epstein was hired as the youngest GM in baseball history at age 28. Kyle Dubas with the Leafs, the youngest GM in hockey history at age 32. Sort of that cutting edge, analytical, creative mind that's ahead of everybody else. I think they called him yesterday a forward thinking hockey mind. So,
was there not a difference there, though? Wasn't Epstein in charge? And I don't know that Dubas was in charge in Toronto as much as Shanahan was. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Now, he's coming here. He's going to be in charge.
Yeah, I'm making the connection of
they think
they have their next Theo Epstein here.
Young guy on the rise.
Yeah, and that's a troublesome little thing you just mentioned, too. If he wasn't in charge, then he doesn't get any credit for anything good that happened. If he was in charge, then
Could he have been in charge for some of the decisions that worked out and then not been in charge of the heavy one like Tavares at $11 million a year?
Possibly.
That might have came from above. It would have had to have been approved from above, I'm sure. I just wonder if he was pushing for that. There's a lot of unknowns that we might never know there.
Right.
But
so
it seemed
that's
like
that's why it's troublesome to ponder that
one
idea.
Of the reasons he left Toronto, it seems, is that he wanted more power.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough with Brendan Shanahan. He's the guy here. So what exactly are the Penguins getting? That's part of the point. I have no idea what they're getting in Kyle Dubas because we don't really know that part of his Toronto tenure.
Right.
I'm going to take it on face value and say it happened while he was there. So if he gets credit for deadline deals and gets credit for one of the things they gave him credit for was firing Mike Babcock. Did he make that decision on his own?
See, they told me Shanahan flew in to do that.
Well, there you go. So take away one of the things he got credit for on the story I saw. So what exactly did he do that he gets credit for?
Well, I mean, signing new deals to, he did second deals with Matthews and Marner, maybe paid more than he. Well, Matthews deserves every penny he gets, I think.
Yeah, the problem with Matthews is he didn't get the term.
The Tavares thing impacted all of that. I just don't know where that one came. That's the one that I struggle with more.
Yeah, and he only got Matthews to sign a 5-year deal. which he came under criticism for that too. You give him all that money and all you get is 5 years. Austin Matthews could move on in 2 years. So he probably lost that negotiation. Like I said, the team, the heavy lifting was done by Lou Lamoriello and Shanahan. He inherited a rising team that had just had 105 points and the best season in Maple Leafs history. And all they did really, and you know what? I made a mistake over the past couple days, really. It's not like they played Tampa Bay every year. They played Tampa Bay once.
Right.
They lost to Columbus. They blew a 3-1 lead to the Canadiens.
Right.
They blew a 3-2 lead to the Bruins. They blew a 3-2 lead to Tampa.
They've lost to a variety of opponents.
Yeah. The clear mission there was, you're being put in charge of a rising juggernaut in the Leafs. Tons of top-end talent that's already here for you. You need to build around that and win. Get us to a cup. Get us to an Eastern Conference championship. Do something. He had 5 years, and it never happened. Largely, or you could say partly, but I would say largely this year, he never got the goaltending right, which
never
is kind of like
that out.
An NFL GM not getting the quarterback right.
Can't win without one. No doubt. We'll see. I mean, he's the sexy hire. We'll see how it turns out.
Why is he, I wonder, though? That's my question.
I don't know. Maybe just
what makes him that?
Maybe just because he's young and, full of energy and the analytics and all that, the passion he has. I'm not saying that somebody older can't have that. It just seems to me he was working in maybe the most pressure-packed market in hockey. I guess you could argue Montreal, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if Toronto is – which one is more. Maybe they're 1 and 1A, right?
Probably.
This has got to be a little breath of fresh air for him coming here where the expectations are high, incredibly high, but not like in Toronto or Montreal.
Yeah, the scrutiny is not the same.
Right.
But again, his mission was clear in Toronto, and he failed. So that's the problem.
That is a problem.
Wouldn't you agree?
That I would definitely agree. One playoff series in his 5 years.
Yeah, and it's not just that. We've gone over some of the mistakes. Peter Mrazek, the goalie he brought in 2021 for $11 million, less than a calendar year later, he was begging people to take him off his hands and had to staple a first-round draft pick to the guy just to get rid of him. So I'm confused as to the boy wonder tag that's been put on this guy. Clearly, he's highly intelligent, passionate, as you said, seems to care about the people around him, all of that. And they had good regular seasons. But for the 10th
great
time.
Great regular season.
Yeah. People get fired around here for great regular seasons and in Toronto, like Lou Lamoriello, his predecessor.
Who's a Hall of Famer.
Who had the greatest season in Toronto Maple Leafs history with 105 points and was pushed out in favor of Dubas. That tells me that ownership there said, that's just not good enough. We're here to try to win a cup. Our greatest regular season's not good enough. Here.
But couldn't that have been a butting of heads with Shanahan?
Who, Lamoriello?
No, I'm talking about Dubas, why he left Toronto.
Now. Oh, I'm going back to just the point that...
Lamoriello was there.
That great regular seasons aren't good enough in Toronto or Pittsburgh. People get fired after great regular seasons in both places. Lamoriello, the example there, could pick any number of people here.
Right.
Sheeran Bylsma left after a 109-point season. 109 points. So... That's why I say the bar here is very, very, very high. That's why you got this high-profile alleged genius to come in here and figure it out. So figure it out, because you don't have a lot of time.
No, you don't. Starting with Tristan Jarry, what do you do?
What would you do?
I'm starting to think find somebody else. And I've been a Jarry guy. He's let me down too many times. I mean, unless you get him short term at a decent price. But even then, I mean, I know there's guys out there, but all of them probably have some sort of warts. I'm just ready to try somebody new.
Yeah, I would make a stab at signing him and try and pair him with a veteran. I certainly am not coming back with Jarry and DeSmitty. Are you?
No.
My God,
no,
they can't do that again.
That has proven it can't work.
So if this guy's all into analytics, Ron, I don't know that he's going to like what he sees with our friend Tristan Jarry from this past season. Because some of the fancy numbers, and I could give you a bunch of those. Would you like to go goals above expected, Ron? You like that stat for an analytic?
Sure, why not?
Is that what our friend Kyle Dubas will be poring over? Here's the thing about analytics. It's just a word we throw around. Analytics has been in sports now for like heavy for like 15 years.
Right.
And unless you have something that, you know, propriety over a certain way to look at the game. Like, who was it? Was it the Astros who stole from the Cardinals or the Cardinals who stole from the Astros? Remember, was it the Jeffrey Luno case? Didn't he go to Houston with proprietary information, ways to evaluate players?
Right, right.
Did Kyle Dubas invent a new way to evaluate players? It sure as hell didn't come to the forefront.
What happens to trusting your eyes, too, when you see?
Yeah, I mean,
when I look at Tristan Jarry, I see failure in big moments.
Sure.
And I see injuries when you can't afford to have them. And I understand that's not necessarily his fault. But if I'm looking to go forward, I got to take that into consideration.
Me, too. It's just the phrase, and analytics are really important, and I'm interested in them. That's why I'm looking at a site called moneypuck.com. But it's just like an attachment we give. Oh, he's an analytics guy. Okay, let's sit down and tell me what you mean by that. Has he invented a way to analyze players or prospects that nobody else has?
He's done it better.
It sure didn't show up in his drafts in Toronto. I can tell you that. There's one guy over his whole tenure that I think was contributing this year from all. Now, he traded a bunch of first-round picks. I'll grant you that.
He did.
I don't know what that means, an analytics guy. Were the Penguins?
They all are analytics guys now to some degree. You have to be.
Every team has an analytics department.
Absolutely.
Does that mean that the Penguins were using pencils and notebooks like your calendar over there, Ron?
Don't be making fun of my calendar.
I'm not.
I don't use crayons on there. I use ink. I have a
Was
pen.
Ron Heck? Oh, that's right. Ron Hextall had it all in his head. I forgot. he didn't need analytics.
He didn't even need crayons.
Is this guy even on here? Goals above expected. Goals saved above expected. In other words, you take the average shot that everybody would stop, and then you go upwards degree of difficulty. You know what I mean?
I do.
On those 30 shots, the average goalie would have allowed 27. Okay, or saved 27. This guy saved 28 because he made a great save.
Right.
Goals above expected, I can't even find Tristan Jarry, Ron. Well, that's because it's the playoffs and the Penguins weren't in the playoffs.
That's why you wouldn't find him. You wouldn't find DeSchmidt either.
All right, goals above expected from the regular season. I apologize. And I'm also having trouble finding him. I see Ettinger. I see Carter Hart. I see Darcy Kemper. I see Anton Forsberg and Stuart Skinner and Marc-Andre Flustard and Bob is 23rd, still looking for a Penguin, Kevin Mondelez, I know he's one of your favorites, Jet Greaves from Columbus. There's DeSmitty. Goals saved above expected, 2.9. He's 37th in the league, Ron.
And you
so
don't
if it
see
were
Jarry.
A 500-team league, he'd be in good shape.
You don't see Jarry.
Not yet. I see Jaxton Staubber. I see Dustin Tokarski? Where the hell is Jarry? Did I miss him, Ron?
You probably missed him.
There he is.
He has to
there
be
he
up
is.
There somewhere.
He's right ahead of, right behind Anton Khudobin at 76th in the league in goals saved above expected.
What's the number?
Minus 2.8. It's a horrendous, hideous.
So Casey DeSmitty was like a plus two something, right?
DeSmitty was horrific. Jarry was in a universe far beyond horrific when it comes to that particular stat. Would you like another one, Ron?
Not really. I get the point here.
How about save?
I get
How about
the point?
No, I want to look up another one now. I'm excited about this. How about rebounds per save? How about? Oh my God! They keep stats on puck freezes. You want to know who led the league in puck
everything.
Freezes, Ron?
Bob.
UC Soros with 456 puck freezes. Oh my God, they have some. I'm not lying about this.
They have stats for puck, everything.
Puck freezes above expected. Are you kidding me? Oh. Korpisalo leads in that. Here's a good one, Ron.
Is he a free agent this year, I think?
Who?
Korpisalo?
I don't know.
Might be.
How about high danger? How about high danger unblocked?
Where are you finding all this garbage?
At moneypuck.com. Money? I'm an analytics guy, just like Kyle Dubas,
you
remember?
You're an analytics guy.
Get the hell out of here with that thing. And I did it myself. He's a real analytics guy. What does that mean?
You're a country club guy and an analytics guy.
High danger unblocked shot attempt save percentage above expected. You ready for that one?
Yeah.
That's
sure.
A real thing. High danger. Okay, so it's a close shot. Unblocked shot attempt save percentage above expected. So how many unblocked really good chances did you save more than the average guy? Are you interested in this, Ron?
No, I'm not, but I know that
neither am I.
That's not going to stop you from sharing it.
But I am an analytics guy. Let's see where Jari rates here. And some of these guys, I'll acknowledge, only played like, you know, two
handful
games.
Handful of games, right.
But I'm going way down past Fleury, past Murray, past Levi, past Allmark, who actually wasn't high in this category, past Saros. There's DeSmitty again above Jari. Was DeSmitty better than Jari this season? Where is Jari in this thing? There he is. He is 93rd, Ron.
Well, 93rd. Like you said, a .500 team league, he'd be pretty good.
He'd be an all-star.
Not necessarily in a 30-team league.
He'd be an all-star in a 900-team league. How about the year before? I don't know. At this point, I don't care. I am going to look up goals saved above expected from last year.
Because
maybe this year was a fluke.
You are an analytics guy.
This year was a fluke. Oops, no, it wasn't a fluke. He was 23rd in that last year. So I guess the point is, when he sits down to look at Jari from his analytical perspective, if indeed that means that he dives into conventional analytics or his own invention, how he rates players, is he going to find that Tristan Jari's a guy he wants to throw $5 million or a long-term deal at? I hope not.
The way he described it yesterday, he said, we'll look at who's available via trade, via, you know, free agency. We'll see where Tristan, if he's at the top of that list. The way I heard it sounds to me like he's really looking to find somebody else.
Yeah, what about his coach?
That's something that has to be worked out with his coach. And I hope Sully was asked today, what do you see going forward with Tristan Jari? He's spoken very highly of him in the past.
Top-tier goaltender, he said.
Elite. Did he say top-tier or elite? Yeah, you're right.
Top-tier. What if Sully really, really wants Tristan Jari and our friend, are we calling him Dubes, Ron?
I don't know what
Doobie?
His name is. I don't know what his nickname is.
I think
might not
Dubes,
have. Might
probably.
Be just Kyle. Doobie would be good.
Doobie. The Doobie brothers.
The Doobie
What if he really doesn't want him? Then what?
Then you have
first power play, right?
First little bit of an issue.
Based on what we know, what we think, our gut feel, who wins power plays between Sully and Dubas? I say Sully.
I would guess Sully, too.
Is that a healthy thing for the organization?
I want to hear what Sully has to say today.
I don't think that's a healthy thing for the organization, and that gets me to the little quote that Benzie pulled out here. Dubas said yesterday, he talked to, you know, obviously owner, Sid, Sully, whatever. Those were very important people for me to get a real deep sense of where they felt the organization was at and where it would be going. So that I knew coming in where they felt the Penguins were at and where they felt the Penguins would need, what they felt the Penguins would need for somebody in this role. And as Benzie says, I actually look at that the other way around. I want the guy coming into the role to explain to the people here what might need to change so this team can win a series for the first time since 18. I'm wondering about the whole model is what I'm saying, Ron.
Yeah, I maybe he didn't explain that well. I mean, but he is the guy. He has the power. Now, can he overrule Sully on important matters like that? I'm thinking he can.
I thought we just agreed he wouldn't.
But I'm thinking about it. You know, again, Sully has clout, but Sully has to step aside if the GM says, this guy's going to be better for us.
I hope. I hope that's true. I'm not convinced that's true.
Do I think that'll necessarily happen? No, I don't. I think Sully has a lot of clout. I'm thinking it should, though.
And I'm thinking that everything starts there.
And that's the first big key. That's maybe the only thing they'll disagree on the whole offseason, if they do disagree.
Or they might disagree on everything.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think Dubas
Gensel, do you trade Rust?
Yeah,
I mean, these guys helped, you know, they help Sully win cups.
I wonder in his heart of hearts if Kyle Dubas would have made the same moves Hextall and Fenway, well, that Fenway Sports Group probably ordered Hextall to do and keep this core together. I wonder about that. But even if that is the only thing they disagree on, that's your quarterback.
That's a big one.
Who's your quarterback?
That is a big one.
You going to go out and get one, or you going to go with Tristan Jarry? I think we know what Sully would want to do. I'd probably offer him a minimal deal, probably about what he's making now. I don't think he earned a raise for a couple years, maybe, and see if he takes it or he wants to bet on himself. It's really ultimately up to him. His contract's going to be up. He can go test the market, and if he does, I would wave goodbye.
I would, and yeah, he doesn't have to wait long. What is it, July 1st, right?
Exactly. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Time right now, 1046, brought to you by Gina G. and Petro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Coming up top of the hour, Ray Fittipaldo, Patrick Peterson working in at different spots in that defensive backfield. Let's ask him about that and many other things. It's Cook and Joe.
I'm Austin Bechtel for Fan Headlines. Pirates begin a three-game series tonight, PNC Park, against the St. Louis Cardinals, starting at 7:05. Rwanzi Contreras on the mound for the Bucks, opposite Jack Flaherty. Headlines powered by Bowser, celebrating 40 years of serving Pittsburgh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour, talking Steelers. In the meantime, Kyle Dubas, the man of the hour in Pittsburgh, the Penguins' new head of hockey operations, said he's going to be his own interim GM for a bit. That kind of makes sense, I guess, as we get ready for the draft, although it's going to be the guys already here that are going to be, sounds like, doing the heavy lifting, have already done it in preparation for the draft. Let's hear some clips from him yesterday. Analytics is one. He's an analytics guy. That's what everybody says.
So are you now. You've proven it to me. You've proven it to me. You are.
Let's hear from him on that.
Anything that can goalie saves above average.
Goalie puck freezes. Puck freezes above average is an actual stat.
Last half of the second period on road games in Winnipeg, you got it all. You're an analytics guy.
Let's hear it.
I grew up in the locker room in Sault Ste. Marie, and then in scouting, and then in player development. And what I came to, I know that that's the reputation, but what I came to deeply appreciate was that the data and objective information can provide you with a lot of detail and a lot of great insights that you can use to make better decisions. I just met the staff here very briefly on my walk over to this. So I don't know the exact extent of the work that they're doing. They all have great reputations. And if they need more staff added that add different elements, that's the route that we'll go down. And those have been the discussions with Tom and John, Dave and Sam about what the ownership group and what the management group at Fenway Sports is willing to do here to help the organization. So it'd probably be presumptuous of me to say exactly what we need. I know what we had in Toronto. I think the key on it is the integration of all of the departments. So I think that data and analytics can help to serve player personnel, player development, high performance, in addition to systems and tactics and whatever Sully and the coaching staff need. So I think it'll be trying to integrate them all. When in Toronto at the start, it was tough.
All right, that's enough.
Silos between.
I I can't take that.
You know,
anymore.
It is what it is. It's something, yeah. And he's right. He's absolutely right what he said there. It's a tool to help you make better decisions.
Right.
It can't be the be-all, end-all, though.
No. I think the important question is, what's he doing differently than anybody else? He said the guys here already have great reputations, so why do they need an analytics guy? It used to be a man named Mario atop the food chain. Now it's guys named Tom, John, Dave, and Sam.
Pretty, Ron. Yeah, that's nice and simple names.
Yeah.
Like Ron and Joe.
Like Ron and Joe. I don't know what to make of the analytics label. To me, it's way, way overdone. Like, he's ahead of the curve. If he was, then Toronto would have been better off, right? He had 5 years to get them better off. They won one playoff series. Give me another one, Austin. Anything you like, any topic. It's a topic du jour.
This is the answer to the goalie question surrounding Tristan Jarry.
Having not been with Tristan every day, I'll rely on Andy Kyoto, who's the goaltending coach, and Mike in terms of what he's all about as a person. I'll probably try to take the chance to meet him myself and get to know him. It's a big decision for the club. And then it's going to be doing a very thorough evaluation of Tristan, where he stands in the marketplace. Get a real scope of who's going to be available, whether that's in free agency or trade, and then if Tristan is at the top of that mix or in that mix because he's familiar and you know him, it'll be to try to establish a concept that can get done with he and his agent. But that's a big priority because goaltending is vitally important as you see. It's also difficult to project and predict, and there's a lot of variance year to year in terms of performance, but. You know, that's the method that we'll take here, and really in the next 48 hours, 72 hours.
48 hours, 72 hours. That's moving quickly. That to me, he's not married to Tristan Jarry by any stretch.
I know. What frightens me is, why should anyone believe that Kyle Dubas is going to make the right decision here?
He hasn't done it in Toronto.
Would you like me to read the goalies he had in Toronto?
I know who he had. I know the main mistakes were Mrazek and Murray.
Well, there was another one. He came in what, 18 there? Somebody named Michael Hutchinson, Kazmir Kaskisuo, Jack Campbell, who was horrendous in Edmonton this year and got benched.
After signing a big deal with Edmonton.
Right. David Rittich, Joseph Wall, I guess they call him, Peter Mrazek, who again was so bad that Dubas had to get rid of a first-round pick to get rid of his salary. Eric Kallgren, whatever his name might be. Matt Murray.
Man, he had goaltenders there.
Ilya Samsonov, who had a good regular season and then folded in the playoffs. What? This is the guy we're trusting? And then here's the thing. I'm very aware that Dubas has good qualities and did some good things in Toronto. But the idea that he is absolved from criticism from his Leafs tenure is absolutely preposterous. He never got the goalie right, the most important position. In fact, he got it real, real wrong, repeatedly.
Absolutely. No doubt. I mean, Matt Murray. I mean, how could he take Matt Murray after what happened to him after he left here?
At two near $5 million cap hits.
I know we're running out of time. Can I ask for one tape from him?
Please.
Did you say he's talking about his meeting with Sid?
Yes, I do.
To hear that. Is that okay, Joe?
Thank you, Austin.
This is Dubas' conversation with Crosby.
You know, be able to have a discussion with Sidney about was where he felt the team was at, but more than anything, to be able to sit with him and ensure that that winning was the number one thing for him. And it was very evident in talking to him that winning is his major focus every day. And I think that when you have people like that, that are constructed in such a way that winning and the competitiveness that takes and the desire that takes to execute each day enters into the building, I think that can reduce the gap between the end of those players' careers and the next era of great hockey here, because that lifts the whole group and that lifts the whole standard. So if we can do good work on the long-term building while those players and the coaching staff are still, well, like Sully's can coach forever. I mean, he's a great coach. So there's no real expiration date on Mike. On the players, I think, you know, everyone looks at it and says they're Their age is what it is. So how much longer does the group here have? And when I talked to Sidney Crosby, it was very clear that his only intention and desire is to win. And that's what I wanted to hear, because I think that can have a massive impact on raising the level of the players that come in behind as prospects or younger players that we're able to acquire here in the next stretch. And that character of him, his character, and that of the group can reduce the amount of time it's that you're alluding to in the gap between what's now and what's next.
Two things jump out at me there. First of all, you don't have to meet with Sid to know that he's all about winning.
Yeah.
That's all we can.
And that he's the big attraction.
I know that
for good reason.
I know that from here. You know it. Everybody in the world knows it. You don't have to meet with Sid to know that. How about him saying Sully has no expiration on Sully?
Yep, he that can tape, coach forever.
That tape may be played back at some point down the road. You know, like Dubas saying, I'm never leaving anywhere but Toronto. I'm going to be here. That one may be played back down the road.
Yeah.
If he fires him someday.
Sully can coach on the Tomlin plan, Ron. We have two coaches named Mike in town with lifetime contracts.
And Shelty just got an extension.
And he got an, hey, come to Pittsburgh. Don't win in the, well, they both won in the playoffs, but don't win for a long time in the playoffs, or in Shelty's case, don't win at all, and you get an extension. You know what I would prefer, Ron, to the Kyle Dubas we saw yesterday? Very, very respectful of everything happening in the Penguins organization, and everybody's wonderful. I would prefer Jim Rutherford shooting from the hip when he came in, basically saying, and I remember some of the quotes, this team has underachieved in the playoffs, and it's going to take some big and bold moves to get us back to what we should be. That's paraphrasing Jim Rutherford, but that's exactly what he said when
and
he came in here.
It's also exactly what he did.
And it's exactly what he did. I would have loved to have heard, see, I want Kyle Dubas, he was very congenial, is that a word, Ron?
Yeah.
I wanted someone a little more combative to come in here. This team can't win. You have Sidney Crosby and they can't win. Haven't won a playoff series in 5 years. I'm here to get them past that. That's my job. My job isn't to come in here and say, what do you need from me? Everything's wonderful here. Your culture, your star, your coach. Everything's wonderful. Tell me what you need. No, I'll tell you what you need. I'm with Benzie on that. Come in here and give me the Rutherford treatment. Get this team over the hump because they've stunk in the playoffs. Thank you, Ron.
And this year didn't even make it.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't even make it this year. That's
let's talk. Let's talk a little football here.
Shall we? I like the Rutherford treatment a little better.
I like the Rutherford results.
Yeah, well. He had to come in and tell the world that this was an underachieving team, and he was right, and so is this one. Father's Day right around the corner. What do you give to the man who has everything? Steak. That's what you give him. Steak. OmahaSteaks.com. Use that promo code Starkey, S-T-A-R-K-E-Y, at checkout and get $30 off your qualifying offer. Dad's going to love what is presented at Omaha Steaks in these packages. I got one. Maybe about a week ago, and have been eating and eating and eating pork tender bacon wrapped fillets, gourmet grillables like air chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, tons of favorites. Of course, the caramel apple tartlets in the microwave for about 15 seconds, and then a dollop, and I like that word, of vanilla ice cream. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Starkey at checkout. Get $30 off your qualifying offer. Dad is guaranteed to love this delivery. Very easy. It's an easy and wonderful gift, guaranteed to please. So again, OmahaSteaks.com. Use that promo code Starkey at checkout and get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order may be required. See site for details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.